Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning comes from the letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 8 to 11. But God demonstrated his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation. So far the word of the Lord. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. We celebrate this morning our Savior and the free gift of God through him, the salvation of our souls. There's a story about a man who went to the Far East as a missionary, and after he arrived there, he was given a very costly gift by a local wealthy resident. Not understanding the customs of that place, he accepted the gift, only to find out that he was now expected to return the favor, to give back something of equal value, a value which he could not afford, and ended up borrowing the money from the mission board and paying it off for many, many years. Although that custom is not the same, it's not required, we don't expect it necessarily of people here in the U.S., we do still have a tendency to try to return the favor, try to give gifts of equal value to those who have given them to us, depending somewhat on the circumstances. And sometimes we might wonder, why? Why should I spend $50 on a gift for you and you spend $50 on a gift for me? You just keep your 50 and buy what you want and I'll keep my 50. But the answer, of course, is that exchange of gifts is an opportunity to show our care and our love and our concern for one another. That exchanging of gifts is one of the ways that we bind ourselves together and express our concern in a way that has far greater meaning than just the value of the gift. Our VBS kids this week began their journey on Monday with the account of such an exchange of gifts. The Magi they heard about came from the East in order both to give and to receive gifts. Unlike that missionary in the Far East, however, they were neither required nor able ever to give a gift that was of equal value to the one they received. The gift they received was the gift of God's own Son, their Savior, who would die for their sins. And knowing full well that they could never repay to God what he had given to them, they nevertheless joyfully gave their greatest treasures, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, to show their joy, their thanksgiving, their celebration of their Savior. Our text reminds us that God has freely given the gift of his Son to us. He does not expect us to return the favor. He also knows that we cannot repay him for all that he has done. Psalm 116 reminds us, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me?" The Magi understood that nothing they had could come close to the value of what they had received. They nevertheless gladly gave up their treasures, considering them paltry things in comparison to the great joy that they had received. We also receive this free gift of God, which God gives to us, demanding and expecting nothing in return. Like the Magi, we therefore rejoice and celebrate this gift that God has given to us. We celebrate Jesus as the one who heals all of our sins. Even though we know that we ought to celebrate and rejoice in Jesus as our Savior, we also often have a tendency to add a little something to that. It's great that you died for my sins, God, but I really need some help. I'd love to rejoice in what you've done for me, God, but it's hard when I'm hungry. It's hard when my marriage isn't going well. It's hard when I need a little nicer house or a little pay rise at church. I'm glad you gave me your son, Lord, but could you also just do this one thing? We have all kinds of needs and desires that we have a tendency to think are more pressing, more important, more essential than the one important thing that God has done for us through Jesus Christ. On Tuesday, the VBS children heard about a man who had a very pressing need. A need that was so important to him that he and his friends even took the roof off the house where Jesus was staying so that they might lower him down through the roof. When Jesus saw this man, Jesus immediately addressed this man's greatest need, which was not, as the man and his friends thought, that he should be healed so he could walk, but that his sins might be forgiven. "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven," Jesus said to him. And then, in order to prove that his sins were forgiven and that he could rejoice no matter what needs we may have in this life that we feel are unfulfilled, Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." Jesus showed his power to forgive sins through the power to heal the man. Jesus knows every need that we have, and he heals all of our diseases. But he knows that our greatest need is not the healing of our bodies, but the healing of our souls, that our sins might be forgiven. Jesus proved that our sins are forgiven, not only when he healed this man, but when he himself rose from the dead. And so we celebrate a Savior who heals our soul and gives us eternal life through his death. We celebrate a Savior also who provides all that we need. In Africa, it's not unusual for officials, policemen, immigration officers, to ask for a little something. So Dave Koenig tells a story about one time when he was going through immigration in Nigeria, and one of the officers asked him, "You have a little something for me?" Dave Koenig was ready for the request and handed over a small Bible. The immigration officer's face fell when she saw the Bible. She was expecting something a little different. When Koenig saw the expression on her face, he told her to go ahead and open the Bible, and there was a $10 bill. And she started smiling and laughed. We all know that we ought to be more excited and more joyful and more celebratory of God's gift through Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of our sins than for money and the things of this earth. And yet, just like that immigration officer, we often fail to rejoice in God's word and instead care more about the money. On Wednesday, the kids heard how Jesus found himself surrounded by a large crowd of over 5,000 people who were hungry. This, of course, was no problem for Jesus. Just as the Father fed his people in the wilderness with manna from heaven, so also Jesus fed those people in that wilderness. Taking 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he provided food for them all. Jesus can and does provide all that we need for this life. But Jesus went on, as we heard in our gospel reading, to remind them not to seek or labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. And again in verse 33, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Jesus reminded them and us that the true bread we need, the thing we really ought to rejoice in, is not the food that we eat, but the spiritual food which he gives to us in his word. Eating food is a normal part of every celebration. After all, what would a fair be without cheese curds and ice cream and cotton candy, right? And so this last week, the kids also had plenty of good things to eat that were generously donated by many of our volunteers: chocolate chip cookies and chocolate cupcakes and sausage and cheese and crackers and many other things. But far more important than that earthly food that they received for their bodies, they received this spiritual food, this bread from heaven that Jesus talks to us about, the Word of God. And so we celebrate a Savior who can and does provide all that we need for this life, but more importantly, all that we need for that life which is to come, even the Word of God. And finally, we celebrate a Savior who died and rose again. The true worth, the true value of a gift is usually seen over many years. It's often revealed over time. After 5, 10, 30, 50 years of marriage, how much more is that engagement or wedding ring worth than simply the price that was paid for it? How many years of memories and living together in joy become a part of its value? On Thursday and on Friday, we saw how God revealed the true worth of that gift that He gave to us and to the Magi 30 years previously. The true worth of that gift of His Son when He willingly went to the cross and died for our sins. Even as the crowds mocked Him and said to Him, "Why don't you come down from the cross and prove that you're the Son of God?" Jesus did not come down, but remained on that cross in order to pay so that we might go to heaven. God Himself forsook Jesus so that He would not have to forsake us. And we went with the women early Sunday morning in the dark and saw the empty tomb and heard that beautiful message of the angel. "Why are you seeking Jesus among the dead? The dead is not the place to look for Jesus. He is not here, for He is risen as He said." With His death, He paid the price for our sins, and with His resurrection, He proved that He was the Son of God, that our sins are forgiven, and that we too will rise and join Him in heaven in the life to come. Later that same day, the Emmaus disciples walked, dejected, gloomy, despondent, thinking that Jesus was dead and that this was the end. But then their eyes were opened, and they saw the risen Christ. They knew He was alive and that they also would someday rise to be with Him. With great joy, they celebrated their Savior, returning in haste to tell the other disciples. Do not be sad and discouraged and despondent as those who have no hope, as those who believe that Jesus is still among the dead. But rejoice and celebrate a Savior who lives, who died for you and lives that you might live also. Celebrate a Savior who provides all that you need for body and soul. Celebrate a Savior who heals all your diseases. Celebrate a Savior who is the free gift of God to us sinners that we might rejoice in His redemption. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.